Hello, and welcome to today's episode of the Zero Limit Life podcast. My name is Oluseye Igbafe, your host, and as always, I'm excited to have you. On today's episode, we will be talking about the fact that it is okay to fight. It is okay to fight. In other words, we are talking about conflict and conflict resolution. We are talking about the inevitability of conflict. This means that conflict is inevitable in any healthy relationship. Over the years, conflict has gotten a bad rap. When most of us think about conflict, the first thing that comes to mind is like conflict in Syria or Afghanistan. We think of wars, we think of people killing each other, we think of people destroying each other. And so conflict elicits in us a negative response. When we see conflict, we want to stay away from conflict because we think it means something bad is about to happen or that something bad is happening to our relationship. I think we should all have been told or informed that conflict is a normal part of life. And in any healthy relationship, conflict is inevitable. You can't avoid it. You can't run from it. You have to understand conflict and learn how to manage it. I think that this skill called conflict management and resolution is a skill that actually makes a difference in your ability to work with people, your ability to lead people, and of course, your ability to run a successful enterprise or a successful life. So we must all learn that conflict is inevitable. Now, if conflict is inevitable, then how do we handle conflict? First, what is conflict? Conflict is not war. It's not a fight. It is simply any situation in which you and someone else have different opinions or different desires or desire different outcomes. It can also be explained as a disagreement between your ideas, your actions, your beliefs, or your goals. Put like that, we realize that conflict is not really dangerous. What can make conflict dangerous is how we handle it. Conflict is a normal and inescapable part of life, and it will occur periodically in any relationship, whether it's with your parents, whether it's with your children, whether it's at work, particularly with your loved ones that you spend so much time with your spouse, you know, with your partner, conflict will occur. But conflict must be seen as an opportunity to understand each other better and to understand the other person's perspective. Because when we think about it, conflict actually comes from having different perspectives. You are talking about something and somebody is looking at it from one way and you are seeing it from another way. A lot of conflict is from multiple perspectives. And the way we are different from each other, the way we are built, we are always going to have different perspectives. I mean, think of your sibling, your closest sibling, or even if you have a twin. Think of how even though both of you were raised in the same environment, in the same house, you had the same faith, you probably went to the same school. On certain topics or on certain issues, you find yourself having opposing ideas. So if you can have a different perspective for somebody that you grew up within the same confines, why do you expect to work with somebody or to meet somebody or to live with somebody or to get married to somebody who grew up in a totally different space, different family, went to different schools, totally different upbringing, maybe different values, and you expect to agree with them all of the time? And how can you as a boss gather people in your organization from different backgrounds and expect them to always agree? Expect there to be no conflict. So the issue is not the conflict itself. The issue is how the conflict is managed. And there are many things that can lead to conflict. One of the things that makes conflict to reoccur is when we have unresolved power conflict. Now, resolving conflict is essential to a happy life. You must know how to resolve conflict. When I have a class on emotional intelligence and part of it involves conflict resolution, I've discovered that a lot of the people in the class, and these are C-suite executives, a lot of people in my class are avoiders. They prefer to avoid conflict. So when they see that they are beginning to have an opposing view with someone else, they just walk away. But the danger is that an accumulation of unresolved conflicts leads to further conflict. So you have an increase in your frequency of conflicts. You have more disagreements because you have underlying issues that you have not addressed. So the key is actually to learn how to resolve conflict. Now, I said something earlier And I said that conflict is often about seeing things from different perspectives. And there's this very simple exercise I like doing in class. And if you can, I'd like you to do it. I like to write a small letter M, just small letter, make it big, but small letter M on a piece of paper facing you. And then when you have that letter M on that piece of paper facing you, I want you to look at it, and what you would see is the small letter M. Now, I want you to turn it by 90 degrees, and you'll realize that that small letter M is not looking like what? What is it now looking like? It's no longer looking like M. It's looking like a capital letter E, right? Now, if you turn it another 90 degrees, making 180 degrees, it will start looking like W. And then if you turn it again another 90 degrees, making it to 70 degrees, it will start looking like number 3. And if you turn it back to you, it will then start looking like letter M. The question is, what was it all along? Was it M? Was it capital letter 3? Was it W? What was it? What it will have been or what it is would depend on your perspective. So if you were standing where you were sitting, then it will be an M. You will be sure it's an M. If somebody is standing opposite of you, that person will be seeing a W. And that is what different perspective is all about. So sometimes when we are arguing, we are just looking at things from different perspectives. And conflict resolution is that ability to say, okay, how come you are seeing a W when I'm only seeing an M? How come you are seeing a 3 when I'm seeing an E? And then trying to understand where the other person is standing so that we can see their perspective. And then we can fuse the perspectives. So conflict resolution is about sharing perspectives, fusing the perspective, not necessarily giving in one, you know, to another, but being able to understand where the other person is coming from and then bridge the gap of understanding. Simply put, we must develop that ability to resolve conflicts. Now, on the contrary to the belief that conflict is actually harmful, conflict is actually very healthy. Because it shows that in this environment or in this situation, people are expressing their true self. If you have someone who's maybe working with you or living with you, or you have a friendship or you have a relationship where you never disagree, where you never have conflict, where you never have opposing points of view, two things are either happening. One, the other person is either a clone of you. Like the person is not real. The person is not a clone of you, which means that one of you is not being genuine in that relationship. Or on the alternate, that person is suppressing their own personal thoughts and they're just going ahead to agree with yours. In which case, it is still not healthy. You do not have a healthy relationship. But when you have conflict, when you have disagreement, are able to work it out together, you're able to talk about it together, then you'll be able to understand each other better. When we agree, that means we are all on the same page. That means we have the same perspective. But when we begin to have differences of opinion, then it allows us to understand the other person. Now, the more we have conflict and we resolve it, and you know, the resolution is very important, and we resolve it in an healthy manner, the more we understand the other person, and then the less conflict we'll have. So it's a cycle. You have conflict, you resolve it properly, you have less conflict, or you have a vicious cycle where you have conflict, you refuse to address it, which leads to more conflict, you refuse to address it, and then you are having a whole lot of conflict, and of course, the relationship, whether it's a work relationship or family relationship, will begin to deteriorate. So it's okay to fight. It's okay to disagree with someone. When somebody disagrees with you, when someone doesn't share your perspective, no, they are not a hater. No, they are not somebody who doesn't like you. No, they are not your enemy. You just have a different perspective from them. And if you're going to work healthy with people, if you're going to relate in an healthy manner with people, you must be open to understanding their perspectives. You must be able to share your own perspectives. Don't just insist that they are right or insist that they are wrong or insist that you are wrong. But, you know, be open to sharing perspectives because that broadens your mind. It helps you to have insight into how the other person's mind works, how the other person thinks. And of course, it makes for a healthy relationship. Conflict does come up. Make sure that you handle it in a healthy manner and focus more on understanding the perspective of the other person as well as resolving it. Do not bury conflicts, because when you bury them, they will rise again. They will rise from the dead, or they will stay somewhere and their ghost will always haunt your relationship. In wrapping up today's episode, I just want you to know that you know, it's something that we should learn and have in our subconscious that it's okay to disagree with people. It's okay to have a different opinion from them. It's okay for people to disagree with us. It's okay for them to have a different opinion from us. And we must raise our children that same way. We must teach our children that same knowledge. They must have this same knowledge in their mind that it's okay. It doesn't mean that that person doesn't like you just because they disagree with you. It's normal for two people to disagree so that they are comfortable and they are able to work towards the resolution of the conflict. Conflict is a normal part of life. It is inevitable, and you must allow it to run its course, and you must resolve it in an healthy manner. And with that, we come to the end of today's show. Thank you for listening. I hope you have learned something. I hope you would have a more positive attitude towards conflicts that happen when they happen, and that you resolve them in an healthy manner. Hopefully, in my next episode, I will talk about how you can resolve conflicts. Till then, take care of yourself. God bless you, and bye.
Bye.